the mother passed away. I need to be somewhere working on a job.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Would you care for some more? No, thank you. Got a plenty. And I enjoy it so nice.
Well, it's such a beautiful day.
Ain't it beautiful?
When do you think the first frost will come?
I don't know. The dog petals done bloomed out. So tell me when you see the dog petals bloom, look out for the first frost. Them dog petals done bloom.
Do you have any around here?
I see one or two right around there on the fence up to the corner.
Oh.
And they're bloomed out.
Oh, really?
Sure
is. Uh-oh.
It's getting warmer instead of getting colder. Well, one night last week, I thought it was getting cold. No, thank you. I don't want nothing, not eat. I'm full. Oh, you see that old cat? Oh, yeah, she got her teaser now.
Well, I know right about Halloween time is when it starts to get frost.
That's right.
What did I do with that paper?
Is the head Halloween yet?
Oh, I put it. Well, tonight.
It is.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Do you ever get kids by here? Trick
or treat? It ain't many kids in our community. Now, it used to be. When my children was at home, it was a lot of kids around here. And they used to trick-or-treat, and they trick-or-treated. I was telling somebody about it last night. You dropped your...
Oh, thank you.
I said, and they trick-or-treated. So one night, my two oldest boys went out trick-or-treating. The smallest one stayed home. So when they come in, I could tell when they done something wrong. I had cooked supper, and I had cooked some rice, and cooked chicken, and everything. Had their supper there. So when they come in so quietly. And I heard Paul say to Sam. He said, "Sam." Sam said, "Huh?" He said, "Look what Mama got for us to eat." And I wondered why he said that. So I learned why he said it. They had done went out and got in trouble, and he was wondering why I didn't want to get in trouble and got plenty home to eat. They had been out trick-or-treating, and they had went around somewhere and got somebody's hen. They used to, have them a pot and things out, and they'd go buy them some rice and go maybe catch a hen from my hen house. And go on in the wind and knock Miss Lonesome turkey off the roost. And Miss Lonesome made him leave that. The Paul said, he said, "Mama, us didn't never go in Miss Lonesome place," said. "I was the one went in and knocked the chicken off the roost," said. "Us won't in there." I said, "Y'all was with him." And Miss Lonesome put Isaiah and James in jail. And Paul name was that Saturday. I said he didn't want to go to Laymount. Scared the sheriff was going to pick him up out there. You know? And so after then, they didn't trick or treat no more.
No, they decided it wasn't worth it.
They decided it wasn't worth it getting in all that trouble. I said, "You fooling people things." I said, "It'll shoot you."
I want to. You said some good oak grows in the swamps, right?
Uh-huh.
Is that where the best oak is, or?
Yeah, the best one grows in swamps. Right. You know, in the woods, the low-lying woods.
You have to watch out for snakes?
Yeah, you sure have to watch out for snakes. Yeah, I always tell them, when you go in the woods, son, always look down for you. Look up for oak, look down. I'm wondering now where is my grandson. But I will say he left there and went to bring me some oak. And he ain't come yet. I don't know where he went.
We'll wait. Well, then, how do you season the wood? Do you just let it dry?
Just split it up like this and scrape it off and lay it down. It'll be seasoned. Just like you split it up today and lay it down there while you split it up. It's drying out. That little water goes out it right now.
How long do you have to let it dry?
You don't have to. Like, there's no time before you put your basket up with it. Then you let the basket set aside and kind of dry out. So you can knock it up close and have a good basket. But it don't take it very long. Because now these splits, I got them or not. You let them lay out for a while. See how dry they'll be, so dry you won't want to fool with them.
So you can't let them sit too long either.
So I can't. The way I do them, I get out splits all day. And then I throw them outdoors on the grass in the night and let them stay out. And then in the morning early, I get up and I lay two or three and run them around and turn them up, turn them bottom up and lay them aside, going on and rest. When I get rested, then I get the splits and run, maybe run up two, you know, run them up and get out me some more splits.
And the, but the white oak trees do have the large acorns.
Mm-hmm.
Do other oak trees have those kind of acorns?
No. Not some little old lily oaks of some kind. Kind of favored out. But they don't grow high. They're in the river swamp woods. Because the hogs rise them down and get them acorns. I see them be full of acorns sometimes. The hogs just walk straddle them and ride them down and eat their acorns off. I said, well, the Lord sure fixes things for hogs. And for birds, too, you know. I just sit down and notice how the birds, you know, when I had flowers in my yard, I had a heap of these sunflowers. So, birds ain't bothered them till they went to getting ripe and the heads died. Then I had more bird company than a little bit. I asked them, did they plant any flowers in my yard? They ain't noticed me.
And the squirrels, I noticed the squirrels just, oh.
Man, all you gotta do is just plant it. They get their part. And that corn, they get their part of the corn. The coon, he get his part.
Do you ever make baskets to put corn in?
Yeah, you can use like that one on for a corn basket. I make them a little larger sometimes, but when you make them for one man to have corn in, he need one just that size, you know, because it feels heavy. They good to have corn, pick up sweet potatoes in. Got peanuts. Put them in it. And to rake up leaves when you're raking your yard. Want to take up leaves, that's an easy way to take them up.
You
can
use them for pretty much everything.
Anything. And packing clothes in it. Man, sometimes I have mine all packed full of clothes. Somebody come out of a basket, I had to go empty.
Oh. Well, I already asked you how you start by laying it out. What's the difference between a rib and a split?
Well, a rib is stout like that. And a split is limber. That's them limber things that I have in this sack here. they are rare lemurs. They wouldn't be fitting for a rib for good size basket. Now you may could use them for a little bit of basket, but not for big one.
So a rib would be thicker?
Thicker. It's more thicker and stronger. That's the hole your basket and hold what you put in it. It can stand to hold it up.
Why do you think they call it a rib?
I don't know. That's what I found them calling them. So they must be the ribs. That's like round in here. They call them the ribs. So that's the ribs.
And I suppose the stronger the rib, the stronger the basket.
That's right. Have a good bottom. Good strong rib.
And what's your name for the first split again?
Yes, the first one laid on the floor is the first split you lay down. It's a split. You split the first one you lay down, you split it straight up the middle halfway. And then you lay eight with the split down there. Then when you come to start, you pick up this end of your split and start right in there. And going around there. Everywhere you go, you'll see a split you do the pick up. Till you get back around to the split and that piece you left down, you pick that up. Then you fit right back in and go right on round, just as good as anything. Yeah, it's very, very easy when you learn it.
Do you ever soak your baskets in water?
Sometimes I sprinkle them. But I rather sit them out and let the dew damp them. Then they'll damp. They be so mellow and nice for you to wait. Now, just like yesterday evening, that big basket, I started to turn them splits down, and one of them broke. Start to break, so I said, let me put it down. And I left it sitting out here last night. This morning, every one of them bent till I've had to cut them to get them down straight.
So, what the dew does, it just makes it bend easier?
Yeah, you know, oak is a funny thing. That oak, I don't know whether it inherits some water from the earth and some from the dew. Because you can take a piece of oak, if it ain't too dry, and throw it out on the ground. If the ground are damp, and it'll get kind of nimble, kind of. So I say it's an inheritor of water, and it's quick to dry it out. Because you can read it and it'll be limber, and you put out that erect, it's dry back like it was.
How long would you say your baskets would last?
Well, by taking good care of them, they'll last you a long time. But if you don't take care of them and just let them sit about in the yard like them is and it raining, the bottoms will rot out. See, they'll get wet, and then they'll... I didn't give her piece back, neither. I got it here. It'd be raining, and your basket will swell, and then they'll keep doing that, and finally they'll sob and rot. Then you'll go to losing your basket bottom.
That's bad.
Have a good rib part, and the other part going in.
Mm-hmm. Like an apple core, they like it.
The cat says she going at that. She thinks it's something.
Oh, she thinks it's something that's gonna. I think I've got everything that I needed to ask. Do you see a lot of changes today from how things were when you were growing up?
Well, I see lots of changes, you know. from like it was when I was growing up. Because I reckon I see too many changes. It makes the young folks sometimes wonder, what's my trouble, I reckon? But I see so many changes from like it was when I was growing up till it has me just on a wonder sometimes. But in our studies, I say, the Bible said that the world grew weaker and wiser. I said, so the people is wiser now. And I said, so you can't look for no more than that. I said, when we was coming along, we, I reckon, was dumb. We didn't know nothing much. Didn't. Because now, when I was a girl about 14 years old, you know, and it got time for me to come around. I didn't know nothing about it. And my mother hadn't told me.
So, you must have been scared.
So I was wondering, what in the world was that happening? And so my sister told me, so that was it. And then, in 1926, I married in 25. And so... So in 26, a little Paul, my baby boy, and I didn't know. You know, I wonder, I said, we didn't get in no close talks with nobody, must have didn't. I said, Mama didn't tell us. And I said, Sister was married and she didn't tell us. I said, I just didn't know it. I didn't know a baby's navel had to be cut. No, I didn't. Now, done married and had a baby and didn't know. I was surprised when I saw that cord on my baby's I was.
You probably wondered what that was.
I wondered, what was that now on my baby? Yes, sir, and that's the first time I found it out, so it was crazy right there.
Well, you sure learn once they, you know, live and
that's
learn.
That's right, sure is. And so every year, not every year, it looked like to me it was every year, I'd be going, laying back. Be laying back. So I remember one day I went to Miss Sue, was a white lady was staying over, not far from me. And I went over to Miss Super's, and another young white lady was there. So Miss Super was telling about my kids. And she said, and fixing to have another one? And she said, my gracious, she said, don't you see my baby here? She said, I ain't going to have me another one until that is 3 years old. I said, how you going to do that? She said, well, you fool enough to have you that's going now. Lord, I wondered. I said, now, she wouldn't tell. I said, she wouldn't tell me nothing. So there I was.
So you had them just till you couldn't have them anymore.
That's right. Had them till I couldn't have them no more. Had 10 head. Joe did.
Yeah. He gets a lot of babies.
I mean, every year, too, it was a baby, baby. And that's the way we was long then. Me and my sister-in-law, she'd be the same man. This one over here, tootin' up there. She had 15. And boys, when our children would turn out to Sunday school, it'd be a whole road full of them. Just from two or three houses. And now it's can't hardly find no kids.
Everybody knows it now.
Everybody knows better.
I know.
Now.
I guess they know. Well,
sure do.
Well, actually, it's a good thing. I don't think you can afford them anymore.
Look like they can't, cause the poor things that got to work and they couldn't stay home like we did then, cause it wasn't nothing for us to do long then, but go in the field, and so. We went in the field and to our own homes and tend to them babies somehow.
Well, that's, and now the cost of food and everything.
You know it. And they got to have them nursed, they got to babysit them, they got to pay somebody if they won't tend to them. And that is.
It adds up.
So is. Got to tend to the little old things.
But would you do it all over again?
Wouldn't do it no more. Wouldn't do that. I wouldn't want to do that job over no more.
That's a hard job. That is. All those kids.
You know, it was such a hard job to me till sometime now I dreams about it. And I be dreaming that look like I'm trying to get my kids ready for school. And I'm wondering what this one's going to wear and saying, you know, such a one needs a new pair of pants. I said, that's because I was always on them kind of times. I said, let me quit dreaming, quit studying about it. Because it's all over.
And they all did good, so that's good.
Did the best we could.
Right.
So we did. We couldn't school my children like I wanted to. On the counter, they didn't have shoes, they didn't have clothes. Just could get something to eat. And so sometime now I'll be sitting down talking about it. And the kid said, well, Mama, said one thing you all did. They said, y'all learned us how to work. I said, well, that was best of all, I guess. We learned y'all how to work. And not to steal. And I always will tell them, now, if you go a place and want something and see something, somebody got to ask them for it. And if they don't give it to you, leave it alone. And so they remembers that. And they said, well, Mama, don't worry about it. Said, that was good. Said, so we are moving along. Said, we all able to get jobs and work. I said, well, I praise for y'all. I said, I reckon I praise so hard for y'all. You have to do something. Now, one of my boys, after he went up the state, he struggled and finished high school and worked too. And he finished high school and he kept on until he was able to get him a good job. Well, the rest of them got good jobs too, but ain't like Charlie's. Charlie don't have to do nothing but just dress up and go from people to people and see how it's done. That's his job. So I said, well, thanks to the Lord. I said, I prayed for you, Charlie.
And he made good.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Do you want to go out and get that oak, or do you want to stay around?
I was waiting, thinking he may come up directly, because Viola told me she don't know where he went. I told him to come around the old road and he'd see some little oak by the road. But he may be going in the woods to get me some oak. That's about what Manuel went.
That could be.
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe what would be best then would be, would it be better if we came back another day to go out and get that wood?
Well, it would.
Yeah, because then you wouldn't be gone when he came.
That's right. Sure wouldn't.
And I've used up most of my film.
That's right.
Let me, as long as I got a few, since we're not going to go in the woods, if we've got a few pictures, I'd like to, were you going to save this and do a round basket with that?
You mean, uh-huh.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm
over. Could you do 8 more rounds just now? Eight more of these. Whatever you would do next.
Yeah, I can
get a picture of it.
I can put 8 more on top of that. Okay. I'll put it. I'm gonna put it. Mm-hmm.
And see, then when we come back the next time, we can go out in the woods and do that. Because I don't want you to be gone when he comes.
That's right.
And then I'll have more film too.
That's right.
Want to ask her? Yeah. Lucretie.
Uh-huh. Sherry's heard. What is it you've heard, Sherry?
I've heard that once a year you should set all your baskets out in the rain,
uh-huh.
And that it helps to dust them.
Wait a minute.
Okay. I can't get this out. Okay.
That once a year you should put your baskets out in the weather, in the rain,
yeah.
And they'll like get all the dust off of them.
Yeah.
Put more moisture back into them and make them last longer.
Well, you mean when they're turned off?
Just once a year.
Yeah.
Just set them out in the rain.
That's right.
Clean up, just to, you know, sometimes they collect dust.
That's right. Uh-huh. They will collect up a heap of dust. Now, just like I had mine in the house to attend that law file. They got a heap of dust. But by me dropping and knocking them, dust it out. That's right.
But you don't put yours out in the rain.
You
get rid of them as fast as you
sure do. This
I need to get one more.
Okay.
And you'll need your knocker.
Okay. Now let me get them. And then you finish one of this bit.
You want me to finish one of these around for you?
Yeah, you can run it down
there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. LaCreedy, what is this knocker that you have? How did you make that?
This is a piece of rope. You know, an old rope that you get out so big.
Uh-huh.
Now this had another little piece and a handle on it. A handle set up like that. And when you ride in bowls, I reckon I'm telling the truth about this. The things are drawing like.
Let me see.
It's a rope. Drive out food. That's what you do.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, you know how to do that.
I'm going to have to get you to teach me how to do this for the best man.
You know how to do that. I need to get you to teach me how to do that. I'd be like one of them ladies, that lady from Homestead.
Right, who got you to get those.
And you know what? When the ladies want anything, I sure get them on me. I said, oh Lord, I said, you people gonna run me crazy. I said, shit, I won't do that. I said, I ain't worth nothing. When you bring me my little old knife, Yeah. Oh, you fix it. You do some business, boy. guy trying to look at us. That's a boy.
Now, after the first eight are laid out, what did you do?
I get my little sled and start right in that first eight.
After the first split is around, then what did you do?
Then lay it eight more on top. Go back here. Start right here again. Stomach kind of full now. Thank you.
Well, we'll come out. I was thinking if I could meet you at the McDonald's on the 29 exit early in the morning. You can get by here early.
Okay.
And we, it won't take too long at all, I don't think, to just get it to the point where it's ready to rim up.
That's right.
And we can help you bring in that wood.
That's right. I think we best wait till tomorrow morning, if that's okay with you. It's okay.
Okay, we'll help you get everything put away. So that
I will. Because I just leave them under the shed.
Okay, and we'll help you put them under there. Back early in the morning.
That's right. Yeah, I would like to.
Okay. I want to buy one when I come back tomorrow.
Okay.
So.
All right.
You made a sale again. I'm always buying these. They're so beautiful.
Show me.
I love this basket.
Oh, thank you.
Really nice. Whoa, baby. There he goes.
He's stumbling around, but he's getting around.
Not right now. Maybe a little later. I'm going to just take pictures as you work.
All right.
And if you want, we could. Did your grandson ever come by?
No, he didn't come. Huh? My daughter-in-law called me yesterday evening very late, and she said she called me because she thought I may have been worried, which I was. She said Manuel had come, and she asked him, had he been over to my house? And say, he said, no, he hadn't been here. And said, she said, she know I was worried because I may think he was on a snake or something. I said, I sure was.
It's a good thing she called.
Yeah, I said, because you know how children go in the woods with the head up? I said, because when they be going in the woods with me, I tell them, mind, I look down before you look up so you can see what's on the ground.
I bet you're gonna have a lot of Christmas presents.
I hope I do.
How many grandchildren do you have?
Ooh.
A bunch.
Got so many of them, I couldn't tell you how many. Because I told my grandchildren when I was up the state, I said, y'all must total up the grandchildren and the great-grands so you can know how many. Tell me so I can tell people how many it is. Because it's a lot of them. And I got lots of great-grands.
LaCreedy, what would you call what you're doing right now?
I'm running the bottom of the basket round. Running round the bottom.
And how do you do that? Just
yarn must flip to the one where I left off and start back round.
How many rows out would you say you go?
Rows of putting the splits.
Yeah.
Well, I done put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This one'll make 6. Yeah. That's 6 rows when I get this one around. I'm gonna stop with this one. They'll be wide enough for this little short rib basket. We sure having some nice weather now.
This is the best weather I think we've had in a long time.
And I reckon it's the best we're gonna have in a long time. When it change up, it gonna change. You wanna do nothing but sit in the house and peep out though.
Mm-hmm. You think it's gonna be a cold winter?
I kinda believe it is. It's been a pretty hot summer. And I believe it's gonna be a kinda cold winter. Just giving us some good weather right now. Letting us have a chance to get ready. Gonna be trying to get wood and fuel for the cold weather.
Do you have someone to cut wood for you?
My son cuts wood for me, TJ Dugan. Now you go right up under in there and stay. Now, oh, holla now. And you will stay there. Now, that's what I'm gonna do with that.
Now, what are you doing?
Turning it up.
How do you know when to turn it up?
I got it large as I want it in the bottom. Then I turns it up.
Is there a reason why you do that every other one?
That's the I'm pulling in the first one, the hole in the bottom. It keeps it from puckering out.
And now we do the others?
That's right. Have it ready for running up, Rick. Had some more. more boys came yesterday, and they was asking me about this old, how do you do it? And I told them I was trying to show them, and they said it's coming some Saturday. Go through the whole thing with me. Said maybe they can learn it. I told them they can learn if you try. Not so bad.